Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Have you heard the news about a drink to choose? It's super thirst quenching. Refreshment it will bring. It's not a soda pop or sugar filled juice box from the fridge or sink. It's water you should drink. Now go rethink your drink.
What are you drinking? Say it ain't soda, sports drinks, or juice boxes. They're packed with tons of unhealthy sugar. Rethink your drink and choose water instead. It's healthy, hydrating, and refreshing. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com for healthy tips. And remember to choose water. Ready, set, H2O!
Here's a smarter plan. Let's keep the soda can. Throw the sports drink out. Turn on that water spout. When you're at school, homework, or play, drink some water every day. It keeps your health in sync. Now go rethink your drink. Choose water as your drink.
Program of TSEC.
Well, up until now, cash cattle trade's been elusive as packers and feeders have held respective price levels with little movement or desire to meet in the middle. Packers remain short bought and are expected to need to make adequate sales in order to fuel next week's procurement levels. But with recent support in futures trade and consistent beef demand, feeders are shooting for higher prices. Bids and asking prices expected to redevelop within the same range as earlier in the week, but active trade may not develop until late in the day today. Again, though, we have had a little bit of trade in our part of the country at $125 about midweek. Now, futures movement is expected to remain mixed, with traders not only trying to adjust to previous market shifts, but trying to assess the meaning and take-home message of all of the backlog report data that'll be available throughout the day today. With export data and cold storage reports covering multiple weeks and months, it's going to be a challenge sorting out what is still meaningful to the market during late February. Now, on the grain trade, as of right now, and the wheat futures, well, they're mixed here early this morning, consolidating inside yesterday's range and waiting for the export sales dump. Chinese purchases of U.S. wheat have been rumored since Christmas, with almost nothing actually having been booked. It would surprise the trade if China did, in fact, make a significant purchase of U.S. wheat, as that could possibly give the dismal export program the shot in the arm that it needs right now. Corn futures trading higher here this morning, enjoying a bit of a follow-through from yesterday's positive session. The market chatter related to possible memorandums of understanding on ag rallied the entire grain complex, although details are still lacking. As one astute market participant noted, $30 billion worth of additional purchases from zero is still $30 billion. Well, soybeans are also higher this morning, supported by the China trade chatter, but treading cautiously until details are released. As many have noted, we've been in this situation before, and we'll check your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, April live cattle was down 60 cents, 128.60. June was down 7 cents, 119.25. March feeder cattle down 65 at 143.22. April down 55 cents, 145.52. April hogs up 297, 55.95. May's up 277, 65.80. Kansas City wheat, March up 5 1/4 at 455 1/4. May's up 5 1/4 at 463 1/4. March wheat, Chicago up 5 3/4 at 486 1/2. May's up 6 3/4 at 491. March corn up 4 3/4 at 375 1/2. May's up 4 3/4 at 384 1/4. March soybeans up 8 1/2 at 911. May's up 8 1/4 at 924 1/4. And March cotton up 191 yesterday at 72.19. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.